Hello listeners, so this is Mar and this episode is about the circle of my 20s. I'm winding up campus and it is at this time period when life's brighter and darker shades start to pop up. It is one of my happiest yet saddest part of my life so far. There is way too much to take responsibility for on my own. Great life opportunities show up, but in a world where nothing's free but the breath of life, there's a price I gotta pay, most of which comes with my womanhood. Well, I wouldn't give in so easily. So, as a woman who has been raised by a woman who has dealt with greater challenges, I shrug the opportunities and hope for a brighter day that don't seem to be in a hurry of showing up. Well, time still runs, a thing I can't control. Maybe this could be my midlife. You know, we don't know how long we exist anyway, because there are way too much crises I have to deal with. I am my mother's firstborn, my grandparents' first grandchild, a daughter. So that even brings more chills. It's clear everyone's looking up on me to take responsibility of the younger generation when they can no longer do much to keep the family legacy rising. They look up to me without a job, me who is not promised of successfully graduating now that my sole provider, or rather my breadwinner, has to retire soon, me who is not promised a healthy relationship, me who does not know how long I have to live. They believe and hope for some long years of life. Above all the insecurities, I believe in me because I come first. I am my own hope. It is my story, and like good tales, it will have a happy ending. I know there definitely will be rough edges, but I'm made to go through them smoothly because it's wartime, and I have to come out victorious. I'll be bruised, depressed, broke, broken, but I will not give up because in my 20s, I'm young, I'm beautiful, I'm industrious, and I got what it takes to make it. And someone will say, she came out of that bracket bold and good to go. Indeed, I am my own encouragement.